You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. As of Friday, April 17th,
18 San Luis Obispo County jail inmates have been released without having to pay any bail. That's due to a statewide effort to quickly reduce jail populations to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, since zero bail kicked in on April 13th, Central Coast District attorneys have been trying to prevent the pretrial defendants from getting released. Michael Barros has more.
Earlier this week, San Luis Obispo County court officials held back-to-back hearings in response to the recent ruling by the California Judicial Council. That's the policymaking body of the state court system. The council ordered that all bails be set to $0 for people charged with nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors. Defendants who meet the criteria are to be released from custody, but still required to participate in their criminal cases.
This new blanket order applies to people that could be very healthy and well and able to commit their crimes, and if they're released on zero bail, they could commit the same crime every day, be rearrested, but just let back out.
That's San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow. So far, he has contested the release of 33 inmates now eligible for zero bail. As of Friday morning, the court has denied 13 of Dow's motions to block release. In 11 of the cases, a judge has granted Dow's request for the defendant not be released.
It's common in the sense that we've always had the ability to do it, but it's uncommon in the fact that we've never had a crisis like this where all of a sudden, blanketly, there was a new order that was going to apply to a lot of people.
Dow says he's concerned about the public's safety, and he says all 58 California counties are making efforts to keep people from being released on zero bail. But local attorney Scott Taylor is representing one of the eligible inmates that was denied release due to a motion filed by the Slo County DA's office. Taylor says he's frustrated with the arguments being made by county prosecutors.
We deserve to give them a shot, and I don't think we are well served just trying to scare the hell out of the general public that emptying the jails is going to be the end of our society and create this giant crime wave. These are people, and they deserve the chance to be able to shelter in place.
Taylor says it's not a matter of if coronavirus will reach the jail, but when, and he's not confident in the jail's ability to protect people inside.
You know, a lot of them have lived tough lives, and they have chronic underlying health conditions that put them at increased risk of COVID-19. I think the whole point is we should be giving all of these people the opportunity to be able to survive this, to be able to shelter in place.
Dan Dow says prior to the State Judicial Council's order, the Slo County DA and the Sheriff's offices were already making efforts to prepare for a COVID-19 outbreak by evaluating inmates most at risk. But Lompoc Federal Prison in Santa Barbara County has one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in the nation, where at least 70 inmates and 25 staff members have tested positive so far. Santa Barbara County District Attorney Joyce Dudley is also filing motions to block releases, but says she agrees with the order from the Judicial Council. Dudley says she thinks the Chief Justice intentionally left room for judges to make their own decisions. Dudley says her office does not object to every release, but is focusing on how crime victims are doing.
In a time when there aren't a lot of people out there who are seeing what's going on in people's homes, like teachers and coaches and clergy, because generally those are the mandated reporting parties, but we've lost our mandated reporting parties and our in-home orders.
All jury trials have been suspended until at least June. When the courts get back up and running, those defendants released since the zero bail policy went into effect will need to continue their cases then. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros in San Luis Obispo.